This is the Computer Corner Show on News Radio 770 KKOB. For the next hour, they'll be taking your calls on computer problems and questions. The Computer Corner Show on News Radio 770 KKOB.
It is 11.05 a.m. and a happy Saturday morning to you. We actually got on a little earlier than usual this week, about a minute earlier. Anyway, good morning to all of you within the sound of my voice. My name is Phil Chartel. I'm your host and the lead instructor at Computer Corner, and we are on the air and online worldwide. You're logged on to the Computer Corner Radio Hour, and I'm here today with one of the expert technicians from Computer Corner, Mr. Bill King, and we are once again happy to have back with us one of the owners of Computer Corner, Carol Petronovich. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning, Phil.
If you are having a conundrum with your computer or are puzzled by your printer, we're here today to give you free computer advice for the next hour. Give us a call, and we'll take those hardware and software questions.
We will be taking your questions in just a few minutes. If you'd like to go ahead and get in the queue, you can call in now at 243-3333 or 1-800-460-0770. Or if you have a Verizon cell phone, you can just hit pound 770 and you'll dial right in. Those are all free calls.
And as I always say, there's no question that's too small or too basic for us. We even welcome those simple questions because we really like those easy ones.
It makes us feel good. It does.
It does. You know, sometimes we do get stumped, so we like those easy ones. And we do know that there's a lot of folks out there listening who are beginners with their computers. So any question is fine for us. And for the next hour, you know, please consider us your personal computer consultants. You know, Phil is here. He's one of our lead, or he is our lead instructor. He is one of our instructors. So he's the software expert, and Bill is one of our great technicians, so he's got your hardware questions covered. And I'm here to give you advice about what to buy and why, because I have been in the computer business for 25 years, and I have opinions, and I have a lot of experience. I am also here to keep these two gents in line, because I understand they got themselves in a little bit of trouble when I was not here with them 2 weeks ago.
I guess that what you mean by trouble.
Well, let's just say that I don't really think that you and Bill had two gorgeous women in the studio here with you.
Two gorgeous women in okay, we confess.
Yeah, you're right. We didn't have two gorgeous women here.
Now, don't get me wrong here. Those were two very, very pretty ladies. But when you sit here in the studio with them, they're just not as flat-out gorgeous as they look on TV.
Definitely good-looking, but not gorgeous. Not quite so.
Okay, so which one sat in my seat?
Angelina.
I mean, Angelina.
Ava didn't, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Your cover's blown. That's all there is to it. Okay, let's get back to the computer talk here. But before we do get to your great calls out there, I have a couple of announcements, and I know you won't want to miss those. First of all, though, let me say thanks to all of you listening to the Computer Corner Show at our new time. This is about the fifth month, actually, that we've been on at our new time at 11 o'clock. And we thank all of our loyal listeners and our many clients out there.
Computer Corner sponsors this show for a few reasons. One is that we hope to make your computing lives a little bit easier.
That's for sure. And also, it's a way that we give back to the community. And this leads me actually to my first announcement that you're probably starting to hear from us almost every show. You're probably getting used to hearing that if you're a regular listener. If you are looking for a place to recycle your old computer equipment, and that might even be old electronic equipment, any electronics, Computer Corner is a place to go. Saturday, June 7th from 11 to 3, you can drop off your old computer equipment at Computer Corner. We have a recycle day. Actually, we have it scheduled the first Saturday of every month.
That is, we are located at 4410 Manal. That is between San Mateo and Washington. And I have seen various items come in during the middle of the week also.
Well, that's true, too. We never turn away computers for recycling, so you can actually bring them into Computer Corner at any time. But we really do focus on that first Saturday of the month because Computer Reruns, which is the company that we work with, it's a nonprofit company, they work with us on all of our recycling efforts. They rent a large truck on that day just for the recycling event.
And of course, your equipment will either be refurbished and placed into other nonprofit organizations, or it will be properly disposed of in a manner to protect our environment.
Absolutely. That's really important. And, you know, I had a Rotarian friend of mine ask if Computer Corner gets anything out of the recycling efforts, and I think he meant compensation. And we actually don't get compensation, but we do get a good feeling, and you know, in that we're helping in the way that we can correctly dispose mm-hmm. of equipment. And You know, you can get that good feeling too when you don't when you do recycle at Computer Corner.
And you also get coupons for training, service, and new computer purchases when you donate at Computer Corner.
And one more thing before we do get to your calls, I want to thank everyone out there who has ever served our country in any capacity. You know, this weekend is usually full of lots of outside activities, parties, celebration, and I would just really encourage everyone out there to truly remember what we're celebrating.
Yeah, the parties and the barbecues and actually the symphony concert under the stars that my wife Mary and I will be attending tonight are great, but the reason for Memorial Day is to honor all the men and women who have served and are now serving in the greatest military that has ever existed, the Armed Forces of the United States of America.
Absolutely. And from all of us at Computer Corner, we salute all of you out there for your service.
Yeah,
absolutely. We want to thank all of you. On a different topic now, there's one more thing that I'd like to say before we get to all of our calls, and that is to encourage everyone out there to buy locally. Times like this, when the economy is a bit down, we need to take care of our neighbors and each other by buying locally.
Thanks, Bill. Usually I'm the one that's reminding people of that, and I really do believe in that, and we try and buy locally ourselves whenever possible.
Yeah, and it makes sense to me, too, because I always do try to buy locally, including my dishwasher just 2 weeks ago. Locally.
Yep.
It's a good thing to do. You know, our callers, we were a little worried that maybe there would be a dearth of calls today, but I guess we should never worry about that. We've got somebody on the line already.
We have lots of callers.
We have lots of callers. Shelley, thank you so much for calling the Computer Corner Radio Hour, and what can we do for you this morning?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I got to say, amen, you guys. God bless our troops.
Absolutely.
Thanks for saying that.
God bless them.
We would not be as free as we are today were it not for their sacrifice.
As they say, freedom isn't free.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I have a old Dell Dimension 2400 desktop, and I need to get a new fan for it, but I can't find anything in my specs on what size fan I need.
You know what you could probably do? Bill probably will tell you this, too, but if you can bring your box down to Computer Corner, we can probably help you out.
Well, actually, it's in Tennessee. So.
Oh, that would be more difficult.
And actually, a lot of those Dell fans are proprietary to Dell. What you can do is call Dell, and they will actually sell you a new fan.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's probably not. I don't know what the price is, to be honest. But you know, we could also order it from Dell. We'd have to get the model and contact them, but you can go straight to them as well.
And there might be, in Tennessee, there might be a local computer company similar to Computer Corner, although I think we're really special.
Now, are you calling us from Tennessee?
No, I'm here in town, but my brother, I gave my old computer to him, and the fan's gone out on it.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, he might be able to find a nice local company that's, you know, most of them, places like us, we can order parts for any brand, any make, any model.
Okay, well, great. Thank you very much.
And thank you for calling. You know, I was thinking about this because, but before I pick up the next call here, when I got one of the first PCs I ever got, which was, I think, back in 1640 or something, year like that.
That's anonymous.
It was literally an IBM.
Right.
And they didn't call it a fan. In IBM PCs at the time, it was called an AMD. It was an air movement device.
Really?
I don't know why they couldn't call it a fan. Rich, you're on the air, and do you have any idea why IBM called their fans air movement devices? And if not, what's up with you?
I'm sorry, I'd have to pass on that.
Okay.
First, I would like to thank very much Carol for making that statement honoring our veterans this weekend specifically and in general. Really appreciate that. I am a veteran.
Thank you for your service.
Too.
And my call is regarding, I had just come in and talked with your expert technical gentleman there and purchased a used computer from you folks just yesterday, actually. And I'm it's for a home office for my wife. I'm trying to tweak it in for the applications we need. And I don't seem to be able to do the on the desktop right click and down to properties to pull up screensavers and changing resolutions.
What happens when you do the right click, Rich?
Nothing, absolutely. Well, I'm sorry, when I do the right click on the desktop,
mm-hmm.
the menu comes up. There's the menu that comes up with the properties at the very bottom of the selections,
right?
But when I click on that, absolutely nothing happens.
Hmm.
The menu goes away, but nothing happens as far as giving me a selection to, go into screensavers or any of those display properties.
Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. Nothing ringing a bell there with me. Have you tried going in through Control Panel?
I've done that as well.
Okay.
Yes.
I hate
same results.
I'm sorry this might be, I know it will be an inconvenience to go back to the store, but this is one of those things where, you know, we'll honor that warranty, you betcha. And yeah. So you might want to take it in. Of course, my favorite technician of all is my husband, Joe. He'd probably shoot me for saying, you know, ask for Joe, but no, he won't. He's delighted to help people. So if you want to, you could bring it back to our place, ask for Joe, and he'll take very good care of you, and I'm sure he can fix it fairly quickly.
I appreciate that.
Okay,
and
so,
also,
yeah.
Also, it appears that these some of these Dell boxes have an earlier version of the USB ports.
That could be, yeah.
Yeah, do you folks have...
USB 2s?
Yeah, to upgrade the USB to 2.
Usually we have the cards in stock. I don't know if we have them right this second, but we usually carry them, yes.
But you know who's going to know about that?
Joe.
Joe is going to know about that, too. Okay, Rich, thank you so much for that call. I hear music playing, and that tells me we have to take a short break so you can hear these important commercial messages, but we'll be right back.
This is the Computer Corner Show on The Talk Monster. On The Talk Monster, 770 KKOB. This is the Computer Corner Show. Michael Savage, weeknights at 9. On New Mexico's Talk Monster, 770 KKOB.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Computer Corner Show on 770 KKOB. I'm your host, Phil Schwartel, along with Carol and Bill from Computer Corner.
And just a reminder to everyone, don't forget that you can recycle your old computer and electronics equipment at Computer Corner. Our focus is the first Saturday of every month from 11 to 3. So 2 weeks from today, on Saturday, June 7th, you can recycle your computer equipment at Computer Corner.
And we are located on Manal between San Mateo and Washington.
Right across the street from the New Mexico Symphony Orchestra office, where I bought those tickets for tonight's Memorial Weekend concert under the stars, and I hope not under the rain.
I hope not, too, but it looks very nice.
But it, you know, last time I went to one of those, and by the way, this is an unsolicited testimonial. Those are really nice concerts down there at the zoo. And, you know, it's horribly inexpensive, and I think everybody ought to go.
I've been to one or two of them down there.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, moving right along now, Paul, have you ever been to one of the New Mexico Symphony Orchestra concerts under the stars? Paul, have you ever been on the radio before? Paul, are you there? There you are. Hey, Paul, you're on the air.
And we're having trouble hearing you. I'm not sure if we might have to let you go, Paul. It sounds like you might be on a cell phone and a bad connection.
Paul, one more shot. Can we hear you now? Paul, please do us a favor and call us back because we do want to get your question. We do want to take you on the air if we possibly can, but we couldn't hear you there. And that means that, Mark, you are next in line.
Yeah, so I was on a couple of weeks ago and was asking about not being able to get my Flash to work, and you recommended downloading the standalone version of Flash.
Right. I remember that.
And I went through all that, and I'm not having any luck. And I also recently bought a package that requires QuickTime, and I had a problem first time trying to download that, and I don't know if that's related or not. But
Now, I remember your question, because when you said that you were having trouble with the Adobe Flash Player on websites, in case there are other people out there listening who didn't listen in 2 weeks ago, and I said I had exactly the same problem, because I kept installing the one, I kept on, you know, going and following the link that said go ahead and install the player. I would install it, it would tell me it installed, and then it would not do anything, and the next time I tried to get to a video link, it would do the same thing. That is what was happening to you, right?
Yeah, and it'll work with Mozilla, but not with Windows Explorer.
Internet Explorer, right.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I got mine to work by following that and going to the Adobe site and getting the standalone player, and you've done that now, and it's not working for you. That's interesting.
Next thing, which version of Internet Explorer are you running? Do you know?
I think it's 7. Let's see. I've got it. Let me just pull it up real quick. Help. About Internet Explorer 7, 7.05730.
Well, we can't ask you to go newer than that.
No. Two things that are coming to mind is that somewhere in the security settings of Internet Explorer, we've got the settings set so high that it's blocking the add-ons and other loaded components.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. I've used Norton for a long time, and I've got the...
I wasn't even thinking so much of Norton, although Norton is a possibility. But there are actual settings in Internet Explorer under Tools.
Oh, under Tools, Internet Options.
Exactly. Something you might be able to do is go into the Security tab, go to the Internet, make sure that Internet is selected, and then go to the, a little bit further down, there's a Custom Settings option, and reset that to, let's say, Medium or Medium High, somewhere around there. And when you select the Medium or Medium High, there's a button right next that says Reset. And that's the button you have to click on to actually enable that option.
Okay.
And that sets all the settings back to a certain preset configuration where, you know, various programs or somebody who was in there playing around may have enabled or disabled certain features manually. This kind of puts them all back to preset medium level, and then you hit OK at the bottom after that.
And the dummy that hit the button would have been me. I'm the only one that uses this. So you said go to Internet, go to Custom Level, and reset to Medium High?
Medium High or Medium, either one. You could try both. Medium High may disable even more items. That's, you may have to play with it.
Okay.
And find out what works the best. You don't want to set it too low on the Internet option, because that's kind of everybody. There are some other things.
But it may just be for the install that you need to do that.
But shouldn't Norton protect me even? How much does this override my Norton, or does Norton override this?
Norton overrides that, or he should.
It should, as far as especially like virus and such, but as far as just running some components off the Internet, Norton may not pay a whole lot of attention to all of those features. So it's a little bit of a balancing act to find the right level.
I know, boy.
Yeah.
All righty, I'll try that.
Okay, good luck to you on that, and happy Memorial Day, and sorry that that didn't do what you wanted. Hey, we do have two open lines. The numbers are 243-3333 or 1-800-460-0770. And that was because I forgot to press the button there and drop that call.
Oh, or you can call in on the Verizon cell phone network, #770. That's a free call. I was paying attention to you and your buttons over there.
Never pay attention to me. That's a bad thing, definitely. But Wayne, you are the next one on air and worldwide online with questions for Computer Corner. How are you today? Hi. Wayne, there you are. Wayne's there.
Hey there, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I was going to make a comment about that one guy. Sometimes I've seen where if your Java has the wrong version, that can affect some of your QuickTimes and your Flash player as well.
Okay, good suggestion.
I work for a big corporation, and we get a lot of computers that die and we need to dispose of, and they pile up really quick, and we probably on average probably with computers and electronic equipment on average a month probably get about 70 to 80 different monitors and computers.
Okay.
We have to distribute, and my question was, is there a limit to how much things we can actually drop off to the Computer Corner, like a weight limit?
Well, here's what I'm going to suggest that you do. Give me a call at the store, and the number is 881-2333.
Okay.
And I'm going to set you up with Computer Reruns directly, and they'll dispatch a truck to you.
Okay.
And they'd be happy to do that. They actually, it's a nonprofit company, and they don't, you know, they're renting the trucks, etc. But they still are very dedicated to disposing of the equipment correctly. So we can take things on a smaller scale, and we've actually gone and picked up, 10, 20 computers, etc. But when you're talking about that many, I'm going to put you in direct touch with Computer Reruns.
Yeah, I think that's the best idea. Yeah. The first thing, too, though, is to say thank you very much for wanting to do that.
Yes.
And I hear music again. We will be back. Thank you so much for the call. We'll be back after this break, which will also include, I think, the news with Gary Garrison.
This is the Computer Corner Show on The Talk Monster. The Talk Monster, 770 KKOB. Is the Computer Corner Show. Bob Clark and the morning team. Weekday mornings 5 till 10. On New Mexico's Talk Monster. 770 KKOB.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Computer Corner Show on 770 KKOB. I'm your host, Phil Shortell, along with Carol and Bill from Computer Corner. And before I even get to that question that Paul left here now via a little message, Paul's the guy we lost on the cell phone, just one thing I was thinking about, Mark, if you're still listening. Did you uninstall the Flash player before you did the install of the new one? That was an important step. I remember I tried it without doing the uninstall, and it didn't work. And then I went back in and did the full uninstall and rebooted my computer and then reinstalled Flash.
And that's how it came back up on mine.
Yeah, that's always a good idea.
Meanwhile, we had Paul, who was the gentleman on the cell phone that we couldn't hear. And even though we couldn't hear him, he got through and left a message here for Bob, our stalwart producer. And it says, Paul has a Mac that the cooling fan isn't working and wanted to know where the sensor is.
Well, what I'm going to say is I'm not a Mac guy, but we do have a very capable Mac guy by the name of Daniel at the store, and he's there now. So, Paul, if you call the store at 881-2333 and ask for Daniel.
And if you're still on your cell phone, make sure you stop the car.
Yes. Or use a hands-free. Anyway, call and talk to Daniel, and he can help you out with that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we hope that that would be a good one there. We do service the Macs. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Before I actually pick up on John, who's the next one online, and Clay, who's following him, 243-3333, 1-800-460-0770. We do have a line open, and
#770 on the Verizon Wireless Network.
And anyway, Bill spoke earlier about the fact that the national and the New Mexican economies are kind of hurting a little bit right now, and I'd like to mention that one of the things we can do to help our customers in these times is to offer you all assistance in recession-proofing your professional and personal endeavors.
Now, 2 weeks ago when we were on, you had some specific suggestions concerning this.
I surely did. And I've spoken about this in the past. First, of course, as you said earlier, Bill, you can buy locally from companies who employ locally and not those that use offshore support.
Absolutely.
And secondly, you know, whenever money gets even a little tight in the world we live in, the first thing that seems to get cut out for companies and individuals alike is the training budget. And I want to tell you that that is one of the greatest mistakes you can make.
Okay, now, why is that a mistake?
Because it costs people money instead of saving money.
How so?
Well, studies show that it can take an untrained computer user 5 times longer than a trained computer user to accomplish a normal business PC operation.
You know, and I assure you that I have personally seen this to be the case. You know, as a businessman or woman out there, you might be having one of your employees take nearly a full day to do what they should be able to accomplish in just about an hour.
Yeah.
And by logical extension, that might be paying a full week's salary to do what can be accomplished in just a single workday.
Not much cost saving in that, is there? Huh?
That's
and in just one day of the Computer Corner training, and these are the classes that I'm the one who performs most of these classes, so believe me, I really do know what I'm talking about. Your training in Word, Excel, or many other popular computer programs, it can pay for itself the same day the employee returns to work from their Computer Corner class.
And if you're looking at this from outside the employer's view of things, if you're an individual looking to make yourself indispensable to your current employer, or you want to look better for, you know, the next mm-hmm. job that you're applying for, they're going to look at your resume, and it looks better if you can demonstrate that you are more productive than other employees.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Call us at 881-2333, Monday to Friday, and ask for Cheryl Archibald. We have a brace of Cheryls.
Yes, we have two.
Two of them. So we want to get to the right one. And we'll show you how a less than $200 one-day investment can return thousands of dollars worth of improved employee and or personal productivity. 881-2333. You're not going to be sorry you called.
And, you know, we actually have a training special going on right now, too. All through the month of, now through the month of June, actually, you can purchase any Microsoft Office group class for $195 and then register for a second group class for the very low, unheard of price of only $25.
And that's any Microsoft Office class like Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook.
Or even Publisher or Visio or Access if you really want to. And it's a mix and match deal as well, in that the second class can be the more advanced level in the same Office program or a different Microsoft Office product entirely. I just need to be clear that this special $25 second class deal, and I said that last time too, it's a first class deal on a second class. It's not a second class deal.
No, right.
It's for group classes, which typically have 4 to 6 students in them, and not for one of our one-on-one tutorials, which we also do at quite reasonable rates for those interested in custom tailored training.
Yeah, so call Cheryl Archibald Monday through Friday, or just call Computer Corner and ask for the training department if you can't remember her name.
Mm-hmm.
The number once again is 881-2333 to take advantage of this really special offer right now.
You know, the last time I talked about this on the air 2 weeks ago, we actually had two or three people came in and took classes, And I'll tell you, and they would tell you, if you want to try to check with them, they found it a very worthwhile investment.
Everybody that Phil trains gives rave reviews. And actually, we have a second instructor at our place, too, named Harold Washington. Mm-hmm. He's also very excellent. So we are very pleased to offer the very, very best in training.
Well, thank you for saying those nice things, and I'll second that with Harold. You know, it's important that you have to have people who not only know the product, but know how to teach. They're two different skill sets, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And it does make a difference if you know how to do them.
Very much.
The two of you get along so well with people. You're so kind and understanding and patient. That also helps.
Patient. You said that again. Don't ask my wife, Mary, about that.
Different scenario entirely.
Completely. John, you have been very patient here waiting for us for over 9 minutes, and we thank you for calling on Memorial Day weekend. And is there a question we can help you with? John, are you there?
Yes, John.
John.
Yes, I have a compact computer. It's about 6 years old. And when I first log on to the Internet, it works for maybe like about a minute or so, and then everything freezes up. The keyboard, the mouse, nothing will work. I have no idea what it might be. And if it's repairable, I don't know.
First of all, I just want to jump in and say 6 years old is pretty old for a computer.
Yeah.
My first caution would be to say, don't invest too much money in finding out what's wrong. You know, some of our competitors charge over $100 to do a computer diagnostic, and at Computer Corner we charge a flat rate, $25, to look at what's wrong. And then we'll give you our honest opinion about whether or not it's worth fixing. We'll tell you what it will cost to fix it, and just, you know, be totally fair and honest with you about whether or not you should go forward with the repair, or whether you might need to buy a new computer.
6 years is pretty old.
It really is.
Yeah.
You know, and I've got a laptop myself that is now, I think, going on 9, and think it's time for it to be almost put in a home.
Time to recycle.
Time to recycle, it is, and I have to do something with that.
Well,
thank you, John.
Yes, you're welcome to, bring it into
Bring it in for us. We'll look at it.
We can definitely tell you for $25.
And if it's not good, then we'll help you recycle it and help you get into a new one by giving you a coupon towards purchase of a new one at the store.
Okay, great. I'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you, John. And that brings us to you, Clay. Thank you so much for calling us. Happy Memorial Day to you. What's up in your world?
Well, I've got a question of absolutely no consequence whatsoever.
That's our favorite kind, Clay.
I've got 300 or 400 websites bookmarked, like everybody else, I'm sure. But I've got one, it's a local blog. And the first time I ever ran across it, I bookmarked it. That was on January 28th of this year.
Okay.
And I go there almost on a daily basis, and every time the site that comes up is January 28th. So I have to refresh to get the current blog.
Okay.
That's the only one it does it on. I've never had this happen on any other site.
When you say refresh, you just hit the little refresh button on the top.
I just hit the refresh button, and it brings up the current.
Have you stored this and told it to make this site available offline?
No.
You haven't done that, you're sure?
No, I'm positive.
Hmm.
You know, there's and I'm just going blank right now, there's a keystroke that you can use to do a different kind of refresh.
Shift refresh.
Thank you. Hey, it figures that our instructor would know that answer just right off the top of his head. If you do that, then also reboot your computer. Sometimes it's just that it's held in memory there for that particular website.
And the other thing that I'm going to add into that suggestion, I think Carol's is a good one. The shift refresh is a good start. But I'm going to suggest, if you don't have any problem with this, that you delete all your existing websites so that he starts fresh. And do you know how to do that, Clay?
No.
Okay, Bill?
We're going to go to the disk cleanup wizard is what I would recommend.
Well, you know, you can go into Internet Explorer and you can go to Tools.
Yeah, you can go there too.
And then there should be an option, depending upon the version of Internet Explorer that you've got, if it's you want to delete your browsing history in IE7. And then you have your choice of deleting just the existing sites, or deleting cookies as well, or deleting passwords as well, et cetera, et cetera. And I would just say delete the Internet files and see if that clears it up.
Well, the other thought
I have done that periodically.
Okay.
And, you know, but that has no effect. But You know, as I say, it's of no consequence whatsoever. It just takes a second to...
No, but it's annoying, and I can see it.
Well, there's also a setting in there as to how often it checks the website to see if there have been changes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was thinking of, is to go in and see what that is set to, and maybe set that to always check, which will, you know...
Yeah. Thought about that.
Yeah, make sure it's not pulled up a cached copy is what it sounds like.
And one other question. John, just ahead of me, talking about his computer being 6 years old, have one in the other room that my wife uses. And for some strange reason, it's an Equus.
Thank you. That's our home brand. We've trademarked that here in New Mexico and sold about 43,000 of them.
Well, mine is an Equus also, much newer. Hers came out right after Windows 98, and it's still perking like it's a brand new computer.
Well, we're glad to hear that, Clay. Thank you so much. And I had to cut you off there, Clay. I'm sorry about that, but the music is telling me that once more it is time for us to pay the bills around here by letting you listen to these messages.
This is the Computer Corner Show on the Talk Monster. On the Talk Monster, 770 KKOB. This is the Computer Corner Show. Bob Clark and the morning team. Weekday mornings 5 till 10. On New Mexico's Talk Monster, 770 KKOB.
Welcome back and happy Memorial Day weekend to all of you. This is Phil Schwartel, the host of the Computer Corner Radio Show, here with Carol and Bill from Computer Corner.
And I just wanted to say one thing before we start taking calls again. For Clay and Paul and any of you who have called before, if our advice didn't help you all the way, if you're still experiencing problems, you are welcome to email us at radioshow@compcorner.com. That's all one word, radioshow@compcorner.com. And Bill picks up those calls or those emails, and so does Phil, the Phil and Bill team.
Mm-hmm.
And also, any of you who were not able to get through to us today on air, feel free to email us at radioshow@compcorner.com.
Yeah, we're really thrilled that whenever we come on the air, we have trouble even getting to everybody who calls in, and that's really a nice feeling, and we appreciate the fact that you want to do that. And Thomas, you are the man right now who we appreciate most for waiting on the line there and calling us. What's your question for today?
Thomas?
Oh, hello.
Hi, Thomas.
Hi, Thomas.
I missed my name on there. Hey, I've got a question. I've got the Windows XP on an old Desk Pro EN Compact, and it comes up with a disk read error occurred, and press Control-Alt-Delete to restart. Well, of course, I've done that a gazillion times, and I wondered if you had any ideas on what it might be.
Disk read error means the hard drive is going dead.
Well, I pulled it out, and I put it in a an external enclosure, and I haven't seen any problem there. I've also tried a different disk, another hard drive in it, a brand new one, actually, and that comes up with the same kind of thing.
Okay, then we're probably looking at the disk controller, exactly, on the motherboard itself, then.
I thought that was good for me, for being a software guy, that I had the right word there.
You had it right.
I would have had that one right. Oh, sorry.
This may be I don't know, when you said an old Desk Pro, I'm not sure exactly how old.
I'm not really either. I kind of got it secondhand.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This may be another case where it's about time to look at upgrading. Bring it in. Let us look it over if you want. $25 diagnostic. We'll figure out exactly what it is. But I tell most folks that computers age about 20 years for every year you have it. You know, if you think of the old dog years thing, computer years are about 20 years.
And the more you use it, the worse it gets.
Yep.
Probably mine, it's double that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So bring it in for us, Thomas. We'll take a look at it, and we will tell you honestly whether it can be fixed appropriately and inexpensively, or if it is time to recycle.
Okay, great.
Thanks for the call, Thomas. And John, you are the next one on the air and online around the world. So what's up with you today, John?
Oh, my God. This is my time of glory.
Your time of glory.
Here's your 15 minutes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My question is, it's a two-parter, real quick. Number one is, I'm trying to transfer a CDR, which has video and music on it, to a DVD. Number one, is that possible?
Sure.
Okay.
Now, do you have two drives or just
one
drive?
Okay. I do.
And what's the format of the file on your CDR?
Well, it automatically goes to from a CDR or CD to a CD/DVD.
Well, I mean, what kind of files are on there, though? Is it a
picture files.
Picture files?
And along with music.
Okay. Yeah, most of the utilities, Roxio or Neo or whatever, have a direct disc copy option, mm-hmm. or you can, you know, do a data type copy and just copy from the CD. Now, you may have to copy it to the hard drive just to speed things up because the CD-ROMs don't put out data quite as fast.
Right, I hear you.
So you might want to copy it into a folder on the local hard drive and then burn the DVD from there.
Part two is when I go to put in a blank CD, a DVD, a disc, put it in there and go to copy copy. A little square or a little flash comes on the screen and says, please insert an empty disc. And the one that I just, of course, inserted is brand new. I just took it out of the package.
Okay.
What would cause that?
That is usually caused by a bad drive. In other words, the DVD burner itself, is the laser's gone out or the mechanism's gone out, and it can't tell that it has a blank CD in the drive.
I had the same problem on mine and dragged it into the shop and bought a new drive from Joe, actually, and had it put in.
Well, I just had it in the shop there, and I just had a new a burner put in.
Oh.
The DVD burner?
Uh-huh.
And you had it in our shop?
I did.
Bring it back. Yeah. We'll take care of you.
Yeah.
Now, John, we need to close for now, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But feel free to give us a call.
Yeah, and bring that in. We're going to take care of you, John.
Absolutely.
I'm going to hear music any second now, I know. So before it even starts to play, I think I'm going to start by saying to you that that's going to be it for this week. Kyle and Howard, don't give up because we take your calls off the air. Stay with us, and we're going to try to answer your questions. But thank you, everybody who did call in, and thank you so much for all of you who listen. We'll be back in 2 weeks, and until then, mind your bits and bytes. This is Phil.
And Carol.
And Bill.
Wishing you happy computing and a great Memorial Day weekend. And please, please remember the troops.
Absolutely.
The Computer Corner Radio Hour is logging off.
Been listening to the Computer Corner on News Radio 770 KKOB. Next week, be sure to listen to the Real Estate Show on News Radio 770 KKOB.